Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the only witness is the one they silenced. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
When a bullet leaves the chamber, it tells a story. But what if that story isn't as conclusive as we've been led to believe? I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're pulling back the curtain on a type of forensic science that may not be as reliable as courtroom dramas have conditioned us to think. You know, the kind of science I'm talking about, the kind where a single bullet casing is matched to a specific gun, and the jury nods along, convinced that every little mark on that metal casing is as unique as a fingerprint. But here's the problem. What if those markings are just vague whispers of truth instead of ironclad proof? At the heart of the Richard Allen trial lies a complicated question. Can tiny extractor and ejector marks on a bullet casing really be trusted to convict a man of murder? We're not talking about DNA or a smoking gun, but mechanical scratches. Sometimes scratches not visible even to the naked eye, left behind during the process of ejecting a bullet. These are the kind of marks that could easily look nearly identical across thousands of guns from the same era, each bearing subtle manufacturing quirks, but nothing truly unique. The prosecution is leaning heavily on these marks, hoping the jury will believe they're as precise as scientific law. But this isn't DNA, and it's not even a reliable science or fingerprint. It's more like a handwriting analysis, open to interpretation and prone to reasonable doubt. So what happens when the system puts its faith in science? That's not so much a certainty, but a well-educated guess. In cases like this, emotion often steps in where hard facts leave off. Jurors see grieving families. They feel the weight of the unresolved tragedy. They want justice and someone to blame. What if the science doesn't hold up under scrutiny? What if, after all these years, the killer isn't the man sitting in the defense's chair, but someone who has already faded into the shadows unnoticed? And here's the real psychological kicker. What if the case against Richard Allen is built on confirmation bias. Investigators wanted to solve the crime. The public demanded a name. And maybe, just maybe, science was bent to fit the narrative. So the big question is, if the marks don't definitively point to Allen, where does the town go from here? Do they rest or do they reset and search for the real killer? Or do they live with the nagging possibility that the wrong man was sent to prison or not sent to prison, leaving a predator free to roam? This trial could very well determine not just the fate of Richard Allen, but also the credibility of forensic bullet analysis in high-stakes cases across the country. Will science serve justice or obscure it? It's a complex case with emotions, doubts, and lives hanging in the balance. Let's take a closer look at the latest twists and the forensic puzzle at the heart of this case. Joining me, retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer. I've been hearing over and over like that science is kind of eh. How, give me your opinion. You're the firearms expert here. Is that a super reliable science to say, okay, this gun made this mark and there's zero possibility or very little possibility that it came from another? Or when you have this type of bullet and this type of gun and it's from the same similar type era of years, is it going to produce pretty much the same results or are they all that unique?
It's not an exact science. It's certainly not DNA. It's certainly not a fingerprint. And it's certainly not like rifling on a bullet that produces its own fingerprint, if you will, as it goes inside a particular barrel and spins out. So that's even more reliable. But this is actually the marks. If you can imagine a bullet sitting there and it needs to be extracted and ejected. So it's the extracted is one mark that's made by the extractor, and the ejector makes another mark. So they're going to look to see if those marks on that casing perfectly match what it looks like when Richard Allen's are manually ejected and extracted. I know that's a lot to go through and visualize.
Yeah.
But essentially, that's what they're going to be looking at. And so, no, it's not exact because the problem is all of those guns that were made at that time should have somewhat similar markings. So we're going to see whether it's truly exact or it's just kind of similar. And that's where you have a problem, kind of like handwriting.
Yeah. Where does this go if Richard Allen is found innocent? If they go, enough reasonable doubt here. Because there really isn't a lot of evidence that truly ties him to the crime, at least not that we've seen yet. How does Delphi handle that? I mean, they've been so gung-ho that this is the guy for all these years. If he's not, your killer's been out there for all these years now, nearly a decade.
Well, I will say, Tony, you pose a great question, but in these types of cases, when you have the gore and the anger that is going to be in the eyes of those jurors, just like it's been in the eyes of the public. Mm-hmm. They're looking out at the family. The family is sitting behind law enforcement and sitting, you know, behind the prosecutor. And they want somebody, they're probably going to want somebody to pay. And so when in trials like this that are so egregious like this, and then you have law enforcement put on the stand with years and years of experience and, you know, and you allow them to give their opinions on what was said, on what happened, which is what you have here. He may be convicted despite somebody who really analyzes the facts. It just says, no, let's clean it all up and let's just look at facts. It's problematic to me at this point.
Yeah.
But it's going to come down to the confessions. But shoot, if he's if he were found not guilty, oh my gosh.
I mean,
he will be a rich man.
Yeah.
Probably a ruined person. I mean, he's ruined.
Yeah. There'd be massive lawsuits against the city and all of that. But if you have some of these same people on the force, they're going to have to re-examine this. They're going to have to eat some crow and go, all the things that we thought we knew wrong. And you got to kind of start from ground zero. I mean, it's not like there's not other suspects here either that clearly should have been looked at in greater detail. They kind of have a good starting point on some of them, it seems. But I just wonder if this just goes down, you know, and it's like, well, we thought it was him. We still think it's him, but he got away. And then it's just kind of left into the ether and we never know who killed these kids.
Yeah, you know, I go back and I saw on the witness list is the FBI agent who put together the probable cause affidavit that indicated it was Ron Logan. Now, remember, Ron Logan just lived about 1,000 feet from where all of this occurred. It's all on his land. Yeah. Easy place to go clean up. He falsified an alibi. He had somebody lie for him about an alibi. Some people want to argue, oh, they did that because he didn't want to get caught driving on a suspended license. No, that's not why he had somebody fabricate a lie. He drove all the time. So, you know, I don't know. He also wore those Cohart jackets. He looks exactly like the original mugshot. His girlfriend said that was his voice on the recording. I mean, there's a lot of probable cause to point at him. He's deceased. Did they do it in tandem with anybody? How come Keegan Klein was setting up an appointment to meet somebody
yes.
and they just happened to be there and get murdered? I mean, there's so much that I don't know if the jury will ever see.
Yeah.
But this is a bad, I just don't like the facts in this case. I'm hoping they have the right guy and that he's not getting railroaded.
Well, and if they don't have the right guy and maybe the right guy is dead, yeah, I mean, I don't know where that goes, but I mean, yeah, there's certainly a spotlight on several other people that goes, yeah, clearly they should look at this. It looks like they were probably involved in some way, shape, or form. And none of those people happens to be Richard Allen. That's the shocking part of all of this. The man that's standing trial has like the least amount on him. And it's just, it's mind-blowing, but it is what it is. We'll see where this all goes and what a jury ultimately decides, what they are allowed to hear in the trial of Richard Allen.
Strap in and get ready to go back in time. Gen X Time Machine is here to transport you back to the glorious days of neon, big hair, and cassette tapes that always needed rewinding.
To figure out where Tupperware went wrong, we kind of got to start at the beginning.
Remember when MTV actually played music videos? Or when lunch wasn't complete without Dunkaroos? Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit like trying to recapture the magic of a bygone era.
Yeah.
We're diving into all that and more. So if you want to relive the 80s and 90s in all their retro glory, hit up Gen X Time Machine wherever you get your podcasts.
VHS is looking like the obvious winner, right?
Oh, and don't forget the rise of the video rental store, remember?
Subscribe, because who doesn't need another excuse to avoid adulting? You're welcome, the Gen X Time Machine.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.